One of America's leading strategic consultants here in the United States worked on numerous campaigns, including those of Presidents Obama and Clinton. He's the Vice President of Core Strategy Group, founder of DMG, one of America's leading strategic consultants, co-author of the award-winning book, The Underdog Advantage, David Morey. Hey, David, welcome to the program.
Tom, how you doing?
I am great today, but I'll get better. I'm not sure, though, that the Democratic Party will. What's your take on what's happening right now?
Well, I think it's going to be a rough day. I mean, we still got to get out the vote, so keep voting, keep getting out there if you can hear our voices. But I think it's unlikely we hold the House. The Senate could go either way. It seems to me unlikely, very unlikely we lose it, but probably 7 or 8 seats looks like the loss there. Sestak's going to have a tough time in Pennsylvania. I'm in Pennsylvania now.
Mm-hmm.
A beautiful day here. Turnout should be strong, but he's got to turn out. You know, we've got a million voter advantage, we the Democrats, and he's got to turn every one of those people out, especially in the Philadelphia area, Tom.
Yeah. David, I'm hearing dueling messages within the Democratic Party. On the one hand, I've talked with a couple of members of the Progressive Caucus and outspoken more than one member, and some fairly outspoken progressives in the media who are suggesting that most of the hit that the Democratic Party is going to take, you know, Russ Feingold probably being a very, very notable exception, assuming that he doesn't win. Most, and hopefully he will, and to our listeners in Wisconsin, please get out and vote for today because Russ Feingold needs your help. But setting that aside, most of the hit that's being taken is going to be taken by the conservative Dems, by Blue Dog Dems and Dems who didn't generally vote with Obama and who tried to campaign, in many cases, on the fact that they voted against bailing out General Motors. They voted against the stimulus bill. They voted against the health care bill. And, you know, it brings to mind Harry Truman's old saying that when a voter is confronted with a choice between a Republican or a Democrat who votes like a Republican, the voter will choose the Republican every time. And, you know, so there's that kind of, okay, we're purging the party and we're going to make it more pure line of thought. But then there's another line of thought that says that's nuts. You know, you're giving up control of the House of Representatives, which is where all spending originates. You're giving subpoena power over to the Republicans. And even if these Blue Dog Dems aren't as progressive and liberal as you would like, they represent constituencies that actually think the way they do, and better to have a Democrat in that seat than a Republican. Where do you fall down on those? Where do you fall on those two perspectives on this? On this, what may be a bloodbath, or at the very least, is going to be a haircut.
Tom, I think it's a big, big haircut. Look, I feel very strongly on the second. I fall very strongly on the second. I think we've got to find what you've described as the radical middle in this country. It scares me that Bonner says this is going to be possible. Speaker Bonner saying this is all about not compromising ever.
Right.
And Senator McConnell has said his goal is for the president to fail. That's his number one.
Well, this is what McConnell said when Obama was first elected, too.
And he's repeating,
we're going to block everything in the Senate.
Exactly.
And he did.
I worry about the next 2 years of political gridlock. This country cannot afford that with the problems we have. So if someone can't find some middle ground, that's why I'm on the strong second part of your equation there. We've got to find that, you know, when Clinton came back in 94, learned the lessons. If there's a defeat tonight, we hope the administration will learn those lessons as well as Bill Clinton's administration learned them. Learn those lessons. He had Blue Dog Democrats to work with.
Yeah.
Right? He had people in that.
Well, in some regards, he was nearly one himself. I mean, he ended welfare as we know it and bragged about it. He brought us NAFTA, GATT, and the WTO, and a lot of things that historically were Republican agenda items.
Correct. But if you think about it, you know, 2011 is the 1 year we can get things done. Hypothetically.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we have the deficit commission in December. We have a gigantic review on Afghanistan policy. I noticed the war is not even in the agenda or the debate here. This is a war that costs $2 billion a week.
Right.
It's a fundamental American foreign policy decision, not even really on voters' minds walking into the booth. That decision, that review, strategic review, is conducted in December. You look at all these issues, Medicare, all kinds of stuff, another financial reform tranche, another bite at health care, climate change, clean energy, you know, all these things that should be on the agenda to help the American economy recover, you know, are in danger of being stalemated. And that's, you know, these both parties are going to have to grow up and play adult ball here, no matter what the results are.
But wouldn't that happen to a large extent no matter what? I mean, the bet that the Republicans made 22 months ago, whatever it was, in November of last, well, you know, no, it was 24 months ago. The bet that they made in January, when they, you know, when the current Congress began, was that if they could blow up as many things as possible or block as many things as possible, and they had a few Democrats on their side helping, then that would make the president look bad. That would make the economy stay in the tank. And that would make the average American voter, who's not paying much attention to politics until 2 weeks before the elections, so crazy angry that they would vote the bums out. And the bums happen to be majority Democrats, so that would be a, you know, it would be a change election, in other words. And aren't they betting the same thing for 2012, that if they can keep this economy in the toilet for the next 2 years, that people will be so upset that they'll vote for a Republican?
They are, and it's a danger if that continues. I mean, that's like burning your own house down to find a rat, you know. I mean,
but they've been doing that for 2 years. What makes you think they're going to stop?
Well, you know, there's only the evidence that the American people are angry at both parties. They're a little less angry at the Republicans than the Democrats, probably 6 percentage points. They get very highly leveraged given the amount of seats the Democrats have to defend. They're angry at both parties. So if the Republicans come out of tonight and say, okay, we have a mandate to block everything that is called government, I think it's a complete misreading of what the voters are saying. They're saying, somebody fix this stuff. Somebody fix these problems. Somebody create some jobs. You know, the Republican agenda, and you've pointed this out, Tom, you know, has been for the last 2 years, continues to be to repeal health care, repeal student loans, pull back the financial oversight, and privatize Social Security and Medicare. That's an agenda of being against things. This is a country now that needs people to be for things, to have alternatives that are going to push us forward. I'm not sure the American people are going to be very patient for an obstructionist agenda that's only obstructionist.
Well, this might be a Harry Truman moment or opportunity then for President Obama. You know, Harry Truman basically ran against the do-nothing Congress and won, ultimately. So,
clutch point for him. There is no doubt. No doubt.
Yeah. I think it's a possibility. David Morey, David, MOREY.com, the website. Thanks, David.
Thanks, Tom.
Good talking with you.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.